Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we begin this new church year, we'll be looking through the Gospel of St. Mark. And our lesson this morning is in chapter 13, reading at verse 32. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. Dear friends in Christ, if you think that you know something you don't know, it can lead to trouble. I've melted enough ends of screwdrivers to come to the realization that I do not know about electricity. Or take a coach who thinks that he knows how to win, and yet his decisions time after time lead to regular defeat and finally losing his job. Or those so-called Bible scholars who think that they know how to figure out when the Lord Jesus is going to come again. And this leads to a lot of pointless calculation and useless charts. Better to admit things that you don't know. As we begin this Advent season, we are reminded that Advent combines preparation to observe Jesus coming the first time in grace to save the world with preparation for his coming the second time to judge the world. Old Testament believers knew Jesus was going to come as the Messiah, but they didn't know exactly when. We New Testament believers know that Jesus is coming to judge the living and the dead, but we don't know exactly when. But it's good to know what we don't know. Because in both cases, that leads the children of God to constant preparation, to continual readiness. And that readiness to welcome Jesus is repentance. It's good to know what you don't know. Well, see, first of all, that no one knows the day or the hour when Jesus will come again. And secondly, that knowing this leads us to constant vigilance. The words of our Lord Jesus before us are part of his discourses, which he preached on Tuesday of what we call Holy Week. Jesus had just finished talking about the signs of the end of time. The Son of Man would return on the clouds. He would gather his people from the four winds. The end of the earth would come to an end, even as his eternal word continues. But when would that happen? That Jesus doesn't tell us. In fact, he says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. God the Father has reserved this knowledge to himself. He did not share it with the angels. Even Jesus, in his humiliation, was not aware of the last day, when it was going to be. No human being knows, nor can they figure it out, and that includes you and me. But it's good to know what we don't know, because then we are constantly watching and waiting. So Jesus says, be on guard, be alert, keep watch. Because we know what we don't know, we understand the importance of what Jesus is saying. We understand that that is for us to keep on doing in our lives. All of those commands, be alert, be on guard, keep watch, they all have the fundamental idea of keeping your eyes open, of looking out in expectation for something to come. Every one of them requires that we don't become sleepy or tired and then become unprepared. Our Savior emphasizes the point by once again reminding us, you do not know when that time will come. As I mentioned, the people waiting for God to send his son into the world the first time didn't know when, and so God told them also to be alert, to be on guard, to keep watch for that day the Old Testament had talked about. And so they were to look ahead to that. The psalm writer in Psalm 24, verse 10 wrote, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Israel, like watchmen, were to look out to wait and see when the Savior was coming, and then celebrate. Well, that's the Advent that we are in right now, isn't it, as we prepare for Christmas. But even more applicable to Jesus' words in Mark, and important for us, is that readiness and watchfulness for Jesus' imminent return in his second coming. We are to stay spiritually awake and alert and watchful for that day that we've been referencing over the past few weeks. We know Jesus is coming again. That's not a mystery. But we don't know when it's going to happen. But that's good. It's good to know what we don't know, because then we're always ready. Were we to know the date of our death, of our deaths? Were we to know the date for when our Lord Jesus would return? Well, then what? Well, it really does no good to speculate about that. What we do know is it's good that we don't know that. It's good to know what we don't know. Otherwise, God would have told us ahead of time when our last hour takes place on earth, or when he is going to come again. The Bible also says, as it teaches us the commandments, in the second commandment, that it is a sin to try to tell the future. And so God doesn't want us trying to figure out when we're going to die or when he's going to return. Rather, leave that knowledge in the Father's hands. Now the Son in his exaltation is aware of when he is going to return, although the angels most likely still, like us, do not. It's good to know what you don't know. No one knows the day or the hour of the second advent. But that means then that we're in constant vigilance as God's children. Our Savior used a short parable to teach and emphasize his point about that vigilance so that we don't do anything, or so that we know what we don't know, so that we can not do foolish things like stick a screwdriver into a lamp that's still plugged in, or give coaching advice that will lead to defeat, but rather only do what we really know is going to lead to victory. And certainly, it's good to know what we don't know so that we don't foolishly try and sinfully try to determine when Jesus is going to come again or to discover the date of the last day. In this parable, Jesus paints a picture of the church and the people in the church and the watchmen of the church. He told a mini parable about the owner of a house who went away. His servants stayed home. They knew he was going to come back, but they didn't know when. And in the meantime, they were to carry out the different tasks that the owner gave them before he left. And then he set a watchman at the door who would help keep the others alert and aware. And he would watch for the signs of that return and for the day of the master's return. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the owner of the house. We are the servants that our owner has given us tasks to carry out while we wait for him to come back. We know he's coming back. He has told us that. But we don't know when. And so we are to be alert, be on guard, keep watch, and be busy with the tasks he has given us. We are his witnesses to all the world. We are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them. We offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is our spiritual worship. Whether in the Holy Christian Church, or whether in our synod, or in Bethlehem congregation, we use our gifts that God has given us in our vocations and for one another to aid the common good. While our master is away, this is not the time for spiritual sleep. Jesus lovingly warns, if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. We understand the if there as since. So since he's coming suddenly, he doesn't want to find us sleeping. And so we need to be spiritually alert. What does that mean? Well, the Apostle Paul describes it very well for us in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. We are a lot like those first disciples who watched Jesus ascend into heaven. As I mentioned last week, that Christ the King Sunday is closely attached to the Ascension, as are the Sundays of Advent. Because Ascension is about Jesus going into heaven, and Advent is about his coming again from heaven. And so we want to be ready. And like those disciples, we are looking up into the sky, waiting for Jesus to return. And we wait in repentance. That's why our Advent color is violet. Advent is a season of acknowledging, recognizing, confessing our sins to God. To trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that baby whose birth in Bethlehem, God willing, we will once again celebrate as he came the first time. To have the Lord find us not sleeping in love for sin, but to be awake as in the day with hearts that trust in him and rely on the forgiveness that he has had for us in his completion of the law and in his sacrifice on the cross as our substitute. We acknowledge in this season that our Lord Jesus Christ left heaven and came to save us in his grace. We also know and are ready to be ready for when our Lord Jesus comes again, not in grace, but in judgment, to judge the living and the dead. We are busy about our tasks, and there are watchmen at the door. We public servants, we public ministers are those watchmen. We don't want Jesus, when he comes again, to find you or we or us sleeping. And so we preach God's word to you. We administer the sacraments. We use the word of God to teach, rebuke, correct, and train in righteousness. We are God's watchmen. We watch over you, God's flock, to protect you and to keep you aware of the enemies around you. And we pray for your safety. Public ministers are the watchmen at the door, looking for the Savior and reminding you to keep looking and to be ready. It's good to know what you don't know, the day or the hour, because that lack of knowledge leads us to constant vigilance. We are alert. We are on guard. We are keeping watch. One of the last verses of the Bible, in that verse, Jesus promised, "Yes, I am coming soon." And we answer with the scripture, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen." And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. During the offering this morning, we'll look at our November Wells connection.